Triple bottom line. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the triple bottom line, TBL, is an approach that measures the economic, social, and environmental impact of an organization's activities with the intent of creating value for both its shareholders and society. John Elkington coined the term triple bottom line in his 1994 book, and this work built on the work of the Brundtland Commission, which coined the term sustainability in 1987. The TBL concept has three main components that create a sustainable business model: social, environmental, and economic, as shown in Exhibit 8-2. The center area where all objectives combine is called the sweet spot, meaning that organizations seek initiatives that profitably satisfy environmental and social objectives. For example, this could involve engaging with a community to find what is important to them, such as water rights, and then using local workforces to help share water in a way that profits everyone. Exhibit 8-2, triple bottom line. Notice also the areas where two of the three circles overlap. Where environmental and social overlap is called bearable, where social and economic overlap is called equitable, and where environmental and economic overlap is called viable. A bearable initiative is one that satisfies environmental requirements while not being too burdensome of a change to affected stakeholders. For example, employees can still be productive. An equitable initiative is one in which the social benefits create more value than the cost of the initiative. A viable initiative benefits the environment and is both feasible and cost-effective to implement. A sustainable initiative, or one that finds this sweet spot, is bearable, equitable, and viable. The TBL therefore links a company's ability to keep operating successfully, economic sustainability, with the other two key measures, environmental and social contributions. For a business to be economically viable over time, it must reinvest some of its profits into each of these areas. This approach usually requires a company to modify or change its business model so that it factors in all three components. The TBL must be fully integrated into a business model from the start rather than as an afterthought. This involves creating a business plan that reflects the organization's commitment to conservation and stewardship. Such a plan spells out the company's mission and its marketing, operations, pricing, and growth strategies, and explains how it will integrate environmental and social elements into its business strategy. These strategies should cascade into the planning, goal setting, and processes of key functions within the company. Once this occurs, the organization has a truly comprehensive accounting and performance reporting mechanism to measure its progress on multiple levels. Let's look at the three main components of the triple bottom line, starting with the economic component, which is inextricably linked with sustainability in the logistics function. Economic perspective. The economic perspective is about profitably staying in business in both the short and long term. Since these concepts are well understood in organizations, a long discussion about this perspective is not needed. However, Grant et al. In Sustainable Logistics and Supply Chain Management state that the economic perspective is not limited to just the profits of the organization itself, but should extend to all stakeholders. One way to extend the economic perspective beyond the organization would be to consider that TBL initiatives should improve the economics of the supply chain as a whole. Another part of the economic perspective is to ensure that social or environmental improvement projects will provide benefits that exceed their costs. From the economic perspective of the TBL, organizations must research their options, weigh the pros and cons and costs of their activities in terms of how they impact environmental and social issues, and then track and document the actual impact on the supply chains and the logistics function. Initiatives may include requiring members of the supply chain to implement technologies and practices that will collectively support the manufacturer's sustainability and economic goals. This may include use of technologies with significant potential to transform logistics, such as 3D printing to fabricate products on demand where they are needed instead of warehousing and shipping them. Developing a reputation as an eco-friendly firm that is dedicated to efficient use of resources and cost reductions that improve the bottom line for all supply chain partners while attracting like-minded employees who integrate best practices for sustainability in all company projects. Developing environmental management strategies that include energy conservation in buildings and transportation, carbon footprint reduction, waste reduction, Recycling not only of returned products, but also office supplies, paper equipment, etc., promoting the company's dedication to sustainability and green products to internal and external customers who share the same concerns for preserving natural resources and protecting the environment as a way of building a stable of loyal, lifetime customers. Reducing the need for excess packaging during shipping and saving on material costs related to packaging and costs related to detrashing. Detrashing is the removal and disposal of materials used to pack products for shipment. It includes packaging disposal and recycling. Environmental perspective. The environmental perspective is a priority for many organizations. They focus on how their supply chains design and leverage environmentally friendly manufacturing processes and use fuel-efficient transportation carriers for moving raw materials and finished products. They take precautionary measures and follow regulations when they must use hazardous materials and toxic substances in their production processes. They devise safety plans in case of accidents and protocols for hazardous waste disposal that meet the appropriate federal and/or local standards. Other factors that impact this perspective include the ISO 14000 series of environmental management standards, which have been voluntarily implemented by many countries. An increasing number of laws, regulations, and treaties that manage pollution and prohibit the release of harmful materials into the environment. In Europe, the EU has issued a restriction of hazardous substances, ROSD, directive for electrical and electronic equipment. The ROSD directive was created in 2002 and updated with additional specifications in 2011 and 2015. Designing the firm's supply chain so that supply chain partners are certified in environmentally friendly practices and processes and have implemented their own reverse logistics process. Product design and manufacturing processes minimize the use of dangerous goods, hazmat, and hazardous waste. Transportation and warehouses are energy efficient and have reduced carbon footprints. Social perspective. From the social perspective, the final component of the triple bottom line, organizations have opportunities to create policies and programs that contribute in meaningful ways to the communities in which they have their headquarters, satellite and foreign offices, warehouses, return centers, etc. Organizations can make progress and demonstrate their social responsibility by promoting human rights and fair labor practices and hosting community activities. Importers in particular want to be reassured that there has been no child labor abuse or human trafficking involved in the making of the goods they purchase. In addition, they are also concerned about potential deforestation or other unsustainable manufacturing methods. They can develop a reputation for being a positive role model for other firms and for being an entrepreneur that is interested in growing the business in socially responsible ways that reflect their values and interest in protecting the environment and the finite resources that we all must share. By taking a comprehensive approach to social responsibility, a company can develop both a local and international reputation as a good corporate entity that treats its employees, stakeholders, and customers well and treats the environment with care and respect. Collectively, these factors will give the organization a significant competitive advantage and make its number one resource, its employees, proud contributors to these efforts.